Believe it or not, we are fast approaching the end of 2025, and my contribution to all of you is to talk briefly about the energies of the end of 2025, December 14th, 2025. We are still with the sun transiting Sagittarius. Also, Venus is there. Mars is there, the last degree, ending the cycle in Sagittarius. Freedom loving, philosophical, eclectic, belief system oriented Sagittarius, and the god of communication is there and finishing its shadow period, because started its retrograde motion when it was at 6 degrees, almost 7 degrees Sagittarius, and went back all the way to Scorpio. And now we are moving forward. So this is a great moment to talk about the planetary alignments, the energies that are moving, our belief system, our goals, our worn out self-limiting thoughts. Some of them might be self-imposed. So this is a great moment. And also we're going to talk about Saturn still transiting spiritual oriented Pisces. Neptune, its ruler, is still in Pisces. And Uranus is still in Taurus. So I'm going to go deep into that, the meaning of that, the meditation for how to ground ourselves, how to feel these energies in the physical body, and how to start the 2026 with the new energies that are here to stay for a long time. Neptune will enter Aries, trailblazer, pioneering Aries, the springtime energy. It's going to enter Aries on January 26th, and then Saturn will enter Aries on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And then Uranus later on will enter Gemini. Pluto is already in Aquarius. He's been there since November 19th, last year, 2024. So we have all these opportunities to delve into, meditate, feeling the body. What is it that we want to express? What is our soul's desire, our heart desire to express what is deep, deep inside of us? It's a great opportunity. We're going to also bring some healing, a group healing with all of us, and probably have the opportunity to really go deep and let go of what we no longer need, so that we start the new cycle ready to embrace the new energies. We'll be there as a group to do some healing and to present this new opportunity to heal together in a nice, compassionate community. as Pluto is in Aquarius, the emphasis is given on the community. So see you there. Namaste.